We're on Daf Lamed Beis by the Mishnah. Ein Shoivin as a Cheres. You can't break up pottery. The Ein Hoiskin as a Niyar. And you can't cut pieces of paper. Why would you want to do that? It is in order Letzolos Boi Meliach to roast on the fire your salty fish. So using these things as like a receptacle, pieces of shards of pottery or some kind of paper, I suppose greaseproof paper, kind of baking paper or something. And so you want to bake your fish on it, on the fire, so you can't create these receptacles on Yom Tov, because it's like a tikkun kli. The Ein Gorfin...
You would put the fish in these things?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, and then I suppose and you put it on a metal rack or something, so it's just to... The Ein Gorfin Tanur, you can't sweep out your Tanur, the Kirayim, another kind of oven. Aval Mechavshin, but you can be Mechavshin, you can squash down the ashes. I mean, the point is, if there's loads of ashes there, it's going to basically touch your bread. So, ideally, you'd want to like just remove all of the old ashes. You're not allowed to do that. Yeah, so you just have to like kind of, you're allowed to compress them. Okay, Nudin. Ein Mekifin, you can't bring too close two barrels together. Shtei Chavios. Mekifin means like to bring close together, two Chavios. In order, yeah, Lishvois means to place a pan on the fire. Aleim as a gedera. Basically, you're creating this kind of like a stand, yeah, and you're putting the pots over it, yeah. You can't do that because it looks like a binyan, basically, because the barrels are like the walls, yeah, and then you put a pot on top, and you create this like kind of like arch thing, yeah, which looks like a binyan, and one shouldn't do that on Yom Tov. We're going to see how maybe a possible way how you could do it. The Ein Som Chines a gedera bevikas. You can't support your pot with a piece of wood, right? V'chein bedelis, and similarly, you can't support your pot with your door. The Gemara is going to ask about that, when you can't support your pot. Well, who would support the pot with the door? The Gemara is going to speak about that. V'ein manhigin, you can't direct esa behema, makel, with a stick. You want to go that way, whack. Okay, beyond time, you can't do that. V'rebi aloza, v'rebi shimon, matia. Right, and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon is Matthias. So the question is, what's that talking about? Is it talking about mucks the sticks the problem, or is it actually just like leaving the animals the problem? The Gemara is going to speak about that. No, it's also on Yom Tov. Definitely according to some, yes. No, but there's certain things you can do. No, you can't make it work. Yeah, I hear you. Here, good point. No, but let's say you wanted to take your dog for a walk. You can take your animal to the pasture to graze. So you want to lead it, that would be okay. It's not doing a malacha. So anyway, so my timer, are you not allowed to make these break your shards of break pottery into shards and shred paper? Mishum dekar matakin mona, because he's fixing a mona. He's making a mona is right vessel kli in Aramaic. He's matakin a mona. Okay. The Ein Gorfin Tonor the Kirayim. You can't sweep out your oven. Tani Rav Chia Bar Yosef Kamid Rav Nachman. Oh, this is like a braisa. The Im Yefsha, if you can't basically bake, it's really full of dirt and ashes and stuff. Efsha Latafois, you can't bake, it's just not going to come out well. Eli Im Kim Gorfo, right, unless you're going to sweep it out, but down in the compressing is not going to be enough. Mutter, it would be mutter. And Rashi speaks out, that's like Rebbe Yehuda. Because we saw earlier, it's a machlokes, according to Rebbe Yehuda and the Rabbanan, with basically, if your tanur collapsed, are you allowed to sweep it out? According to Rebbe Yehuda, you'd be allowed to. So we would have allowed that. Debisu, we're back to, I think we had her before, the wife, the Rebbe Chia, of Rebbe Chia, she's actually quite famous in the Gemara. Nofel la, it fell for her, and Aricha is a half brick, basically some kind of brick. Yeah, but Tanura in the Tanur, so basically part of the Tanur collapsed. Yeah, but Yom Tov on Yom Tov. So Amar La Rabbi Chia said to his wife, Chazi, look, the Anna, the I, Dalad the prefix, the I, Rifta is bread, Ma'aliyaisa, good bread, Be'ina, I want, meaning I sweep it out, right? Basically, it's saying, do like Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei Rava, L'shamei, Rava said to his servant, his Shamash, Tovili, Tovi means bake for me, Bar Avza, some kind of a goose, Yeah, the is zahar, and be careful, mecharucha, that it should not get burnt. Mem is a prefix, charucha is burnt, i.e., sweep it out. Like, also, I suppose, like Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei Ravina, Rav Ashi, Ravina says to Rav Ashi, Omalon, he said to us, Rav Achom Mehutzel, Rav Achom Mehutzel told us about you, Damar, meaning, right, Rav Ashi, Sharkin, you do Sharkin. Sharkin means basically let's carry on reading it. Sharkin le tanura, the Yom Tova. Yeah, you Sharkin your oven on Yom Tov. What do you do to your oven on Yom Tov? Sharkin basically means you take some like gooey dirt, and you seal the cracks around the tanura so it stays hot. Okay, so basically you
insulating
with the use of kind of dirt, like in Africa they build houses out of like mud. So you put that around your tanur. But the problem is, yeah, on Yom Tov, that this is like, in certain sense, you're like kneading it, right? There's like these pieces of mud that are like, or dirt, which are separate, and basically you have to make it be warm, stick it together. So whilst you're sticking it together, you're basically kneading your dirt on Yom Tov. And how can you do that? It's also to knead dirt on Yom Tov. And how can it be that we've heard that you're doing this, Rav Ashi? Okay.
No,
because I suppose it's just a temporary thing. I suppose when you open it, you're gonna just... No, when you open it, it's gonna break off. It's just like just sealing something temporarily. So it hit. Okay. So Amalei. So he replied back to him. Rav Ashi said, yeah, onon, we, yeah, is aleph is a prefix. Araxa basically means the shore, the pras of pras, the river of, right, dal is a prefix, pras. Samchinon, we are close to. Basically, we're on the banks of the pras, the Euphrates, right? So therefore, there's lots of tits over there. You know, like some people have beaches if you live by the sea. So if you live by the river, you have like, you know, muddy banks, and those muddy banks is pre-kneaded, so therefore you can just take it. Yeah, oh, so we need a qualification though. But honey, mealy, when you're allowed to take it from the river banks, yeah, who did sire that it was down the prefix? Sire is basically Rashi says that it's basically it's hot because it basically marked it and kind of like separated it a bit. You have to mark it because designates, beautiful. Yeah, I'm Esmo from before Yom Tov. Okay, Amar Ravina, says Ravina, the kit mashari, and if you're sealing your tanur with ashes, right, that would be permissible even if it wasn't done beforehand, because kitma is like ashes, and ashes you kind of seal it up, and this is the principle that comes in Shabbos, is so that it's a lav bar gibel, right? So that's a whole thing, yeah? Meaning you can't, there's no... According to one opinion, at least, meaning it's not subject to the malacha of gibel because it doesn't. It's either there already or it'll never get there. But basically, there's no issue of gibel with ashes. Okay. Leisha. There's no leisha. Right. There's no benefit, or it's already basically. Yeah. It doesn't get. Never really gets there, or it gets there really easily, and therefore it's not a problem. Okay. Now, ve'ein mekifin shtei chaviyos. You can't. Right, we said put these two, you can't basically set up a kedera on two chaviyos. Okay, Amar Rav Nachman, says Rav Nachman, Avonim shall basic kisei, stones for the sake of relieving oneself for a toilet, yeah, is mutter l'tzadadon, is mutter, so l'tzadadon, sadadon means to basically make them stable and set up a makeshift basic kisei, b'yom tov. Basically, they used to go in between them. They used to create two stones on either side, and he used to like sit over them and whatever, do his thing. Okay, so that would be a person would be allowed to do that on Yom Tov.
Wait, I'm sorry, but the problem before I even say in the
Hebrew you that's good. You're,
that you would have become like that.
Exactly. So that's going to be the answer. Well done, Ephraim, you're on fire, mamush. Isve Rava. They ask the kasha first, and they're going to say your answer though. Yeah, Isve Rava or Rava, right? The Rav Nachman, it's probably Rava actually, because the Rav Nachman, because he was his Talmud, right? So Isvei Rava the Rav Nachman, Ein Mekifin Shtei Chaviyos. You can't do the barrels together, right? Two barrels creating two walls, Lishbois to place upon them, as a Kedera, to put a Kedera on them. And right, so let's catch from our Mishnah. So he says to him, Shari Hasim, it's different over there. Mishum Deka Ovid, because he's making, right? Deka Ovid is doing, he's making, Oyola, he's making an oil, meaning there's a roof. over there. So that's the problem. Over there, it looks like a binyan because you've got two walls and a roof.
And you are not a roof.
What's that?
And a human head is not a roof.
Good. No. Very good. Yes, you can lift up a person to. Okay, that's good. It's a good point. That's a good point. So Amale Rabba Zuta. So says. Oh, but now listen. We're gonna have another kasha though, right? Amale Rabba Zuta the Rabashi. Right. So he has a kasha now. Ella. So what you're saying, basically, saying if there's no roof, it's not a problem, right? Ella Miata. According to what you're saying, from now, Bonner, if he built an itztava. So an itztava is like a brick seat, a seat that you make out by stacking bricks together, b'yomtov, on yomtov, delu ovid oila, that you're not making an oil, right, because there's no roof, hachanami, so too, it should be permissible. So according to what you're saying, basically, you can build something as long as you don't make a roof. And we know that's also, so this is Gansin, what is, no, there's a difference. Amalei, it says, wait a second, hosam binyan keva asu Torah, the Torah prohibited you to make a long-term building, right? Binyan arai, but if it's a temporary building, lo osra Torah, the Torah didn't osur it. However, the gozra rabbanon, the rabbanon made a gezeira al binyan arai on a temporary building, mishum binyan keva, because of a binyan keva, that you should not come to make a binyan keva. Vahacha, and over here, mishum kvoidu le gozra bay rabbanon, because there's covered a brios over here, needs to go to the bathroom, and it's, this is the Rabbanon, and over here they said that we didn't make our Gezerah, and therefore they never prohibited it in this particular situation, therefore it would be permissible. Now, following along with this, yeah, let's carry on. So now, continuing with building, I'm a Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, hi Midurta. So a Midurta is like Madura, right? We have a Madura, Midurta, it's like a pyre, it's some kind of like this building kind of thing, you know. If you, it's got walls and a roof. So if you do it, yeah, the opposite way around, basically you put the roof first and then you put the walls underneath, then it's going to be permissible because you're not doing it in the normal fashion of building, and therefore it wouldn't be problematic, it wouldn't be michzik binyan. It's not derech binyan. Similar, right? Milamata lamala, but if you put the legs first, you put the walls first and then you do the roof afterwards, it's going to be awesome. And the same thing, b'chein b'yosa, similar with an egg. So when you're making your egg on Yom Tov, yeah, Rashi is a bit strange of it, but Rashi is basically, you got your tripod over here, and a tripod is supposed like the walls, I don't know what kind of tripods you got, maybe it's a wall tripod, yeah, and then you put your egg on top of it, so basically you've created walls and a roof. So what you got to do, you've got to get someone to hold, you've got to hold your egg, and then like flip under the things underneath it. B'chein kedera, similar with the kedera, which we mentioned in the Mishnah, right, you got these two barrels, and you want to put your kedera on top, even though the Mishnah said you can't do it. So if you get somebody to suspend the kedera, the pot, in the air, and then put the barrels underneath, since you're doing it in the not normal way, it'll be visible. V'chein puria, similarly a bed. A bed, they used to have three components. They used to have legs and the horizontal bits, right? The walls, and they just put leather in between. So what you can do is get a person to get some, hold up some the piece of leather, and then get some guys. This one's a bit hard to do. Then you got some people to get the horizontal bits, and then you put the legs underneath. V'chein chavisa, and similarly with chavisa, similarly with your barrels. When you're putting your barrels in your storage, yeah, you got to get somebody to like suspend the top one up, and people to slot underneath it. That's the whole thing. That's the whole sugi. Right. That's the whole. That's what they were showing him. They come up with that. They say put your shoes under it. Put your shoes under it. Yeah. Right. There's a lot. There's tremendously large amount of halakha over here, and there's going to be a lot. There's a lot of machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos over here. Whatever. But anyway. But this is a start. It's a good start. We'll stop here.